Whoa.
Desmond, I need you to go back to Oxford University. Go back to where we met. I need you to go there and find my mother. Her name is...
So what happens if I can't get them all to come back?
Then God help us all.
I'm going back to the island today.
Just as soon as I do one thing.
Kill your daughter.
What are you doing here?
Desmond!
He's coding!
Yes, 610 dialing.
Gunshot wound, he's crashing!
Bay 7, now!
Okay.
You're gonna have to wait here.
Where are you taking? What's happening?
Please, ma'am, wait here. We'll let you know as soon as we know anything.
Well, what's happening? Is he gonna be okay?
We're going to do everything we can. Please, just wait.
Daddy!
He's gonna be okay. He's gonna be okay.
How old is your son?
He's 2.
He has his father's hair.
I'm sorry, do I know you?
No, but your husband does. I'm Eloise Hawking. And I believe it's my son's fault that Desmond has been shot.
Your son is Benjamin Linus?
Oh, Lord, no. My son is Daniel Faraday.
Hey, can I get a hand with this?
Yeah.
Dan. Hey, Miles. Long time no see.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know why you're here. I wish you could all get a good night's sleep, but...
What the hell are you doing back here, Dan? Once you left for Ann Arbor, I figured you'd gotten rich inventing the DVD or something. This is what I'm doing back here. When did they get here? A few days ago. It's weird, huh? The floor matched. We don't have time. I need you to take me to Jack's right now, okay?
How did you get back to the island?
Where have you been?
I was just at Dharma headquarters in Ann Arbor. I was doing some research. What's more important right now, how did you get back here to 1977?
What's going on?
Don't look at me. I just carried his luggage.
Jack, how?
We were on a plane, and then...
Who told you to get on a plane?
As a matter of fact, Dan, it was your mother.
And how did she convince you, Jack? Did she tell you it was your destiny?
Yeah, that's exactly what she said.
Well, I got some bad news for you, Jack. You don't belong here at all. She was wrong.
What's wrong, Mom? Didn't you like it?
I loved it. It was beautiful, Daniel. Daniel, do you know what destiny means?
No.
Destiny means that if one has a special gift, then it must be nurtured. How many beats has that metronome counted since you started playing?
864.
Your gift, Daniel, is your mind. A mind that is meant for science, mathematics, And it's my job to keep you on your path. So, unfortunately, there's no more time for distractions.
I want to keep playing the piano. I can do both. I can make time.
If only you could.
Miles, I need you to bring me the orchid. Can you drive me right now, please?
Yeah, sure. I guess.
Come on.
Faraday.
Miles, come on.
Wait up.
Jack, I'll be right back.
What did you mean your mother was wrong? Daniel.
I just have an errand to run.
Be right back.
Yeah, Faraday's back.
What do you mean Faraday's back? Why?
I have no idea. He came in on the sub, he woke me up, he started talking nonsense, and then he took off to the orchid.
I'd love to trade theories about this, but I'm a little busy right now.
What are you busy with at 6 o'clock in the morning?
James, tell him.
Get in here. Phil, one of my security guys, got himself a videotape of me and Kate taking the kid out to the hostels.
And where's the tape?
With Phil.
And where is Phil?
Phil, Jack. Jack. Phil.
Are we waiting for something?
Be back in 10 minutes.
So what do you want?
You're going to do nothing. If you drill even 1 centimeter further, you risk releasing that energy. If that would have happened,
may God help us all.
Hey, you need a hard hat down here.
Watch yourself!
Sorry, sir. It won't happen again. Let's go.
Did you hear that? Time travel. How stupid does that guy think we are?
Dr. Chang? Do you have a second, sir?
I suppose.
I just came in on the sub with the Swan team. We actually met 3 years ago. I'm Daniel Faraday.
Yes. You arrived with Lafleur, remember?
Right.
What can I do for you?
I need you to order the evacuation of every man, woman, and child on this island.
Why would I do that?
Because that man is on a stretcher as a consequence of the electromagnetic activity that your drilling unleashed down here.
Which is now contained.
It's contained down here. But in about 6 hours, the same thing is going to happen at the site for the Swan Station. Only the energy there is about 30,000 times more powerful, sir. And the accident is going to be catastrophic.
That is utterly absurd. What could possibly qualify you to make that kind of prediction?
I'm from the future. Dr. Chang, wait. Wait 1 second, please.
Yes.
Wait,
from the future. You heard me talking about time travel. Now you've had your fun. Good for you.
Please, Dr. Chang. Just look at my journal, please. Look at these equations. Some of them won't be discovered for another 20 years.
Hey.
Dr. Chang.
Hey,
Dan. Please. Leave the man alone.
Sorry, Dr. Chang. I think he had too many drugs on this.
Dr. Chang. Miles is your son.
Excuse me.
Think about it. A Chinese man named Miles, the same name as your baby, shows up with me from the future. You really think this is all coincidence?
Is this true?
No.
Please, stay away from me.
Dr. Chang. Dr. Chang!
Hey, are you out of your mind? What are you doing?
I'm just making sure that your father does what he's supposed to do.
And what's that?
You'll see.
Hi, Mom. Want you to meet Teresa?
Dan's told me so much
pleased
about
to meet you. Well done, Daniel.
You must be so proud of him.
Daniel, I thought we could celebrate your accomplishment with lunch. There's a nice restaurant nearby. I've reserved us a table.
We would love to.
Actually, I was hoping it would be just the two of us. You do understand, don't you? It's just that I don't get to see my son very often.
Mother.
I understand. It's okay, Dan, really.
Is there something bothering you, Daniel?
You're so rude to Teresa.
What's that?
Teresa is my girlfriend.
She is your research assistant. You should be focusing your energies on your work.
On my work?
Yes. That is what is important.
Yes, you've made it abundantly clear. Why would I waste my gift on a woman?
I'm sorry to tell you, Daniel, but you're not going to have time for relationships. The women in your life will only be terribly hurt.
What does that mean?
It means that your work will always come first, that's all.
Only because that's what you've always pushed me to do. You pushed and you pushed and you pushed. And when will it be enough, Mother? When? I'm the youngest doctor to ever graduate from Oxford. I just got a new £1.5 million research grant. What else do I have to do?
Grant? That's wonderful. From whom?
I don't know, Mother. Some industrialist. Widmore, I think. Charles Widmore.
I don't want to fight with you, Daniel. That's not why I came.
Why did you come?
To congratulate you. Good luck, Daniel. And I do hope you know that I mean that.
Just showed up. The rest of us have been here for the past 3 years. This is our home. Last thing I want to do is leave. But we ain't got no choice.
Let you in the closet. I thought he worked for you. Can you convince him that it was all like a misunderstanding?
I punched the man in the damn face, Hugo. What am I supposed to say? My fist slipped.
How much time do we have before someone realizes he's gone?
Not enough.
So where do we go?
We only got 2 options. We can either commandeer the sub, get the hell off this island before anyone knows we're gone, or we can head back in the jungle and start from square one.
I'm not getting on that sub if there's a chance that my wife is still on this island.
Yeah, me neither. After all we did to get back here, and now we're just gonna run off again? Seems kind of wishy-washy.
Right. It's two votes for square one. Anybody else want to...
Hold your horses. Be right there.
Hey, James.
Welcome to the meeting, Twitchy. Good to see you again. Pancakes in the kitchen, help yourself to the punch.
He's still crazy.
It's on a whole new level, man.
Great.
Jack, I'm sorry if I was rude before. But what I came to do is of critical importance to everyone in this room. Does anyone know where I can find the hostels?
Why do you need to know that, Daniel?
Because one of them is my mother. And she is the only person on this island who can get us back to where we belong.
This haunting footage comes to us from the Christiane 1, a salvage vehicle in the Indian Ocean.
And how do you want to write, Sam?
For more than 2 months, it's been scouring the depths of the Pacific.
So what happened? They found that missing plane?
After the long-missing Oceanic Flight 815.
Dan?
Night, the Christiane deployed two remotely operated vehicles.
Dan, why are you so upset?
That verified that the National Transportation Safety Board had long been a commercial aircraft.
You have a visitor, Dan. Would you like some tea?
That would be lovely. Hello, Daniel.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't... Can I tell you, I have a condition that affects my memory, just...
Don't be embarrassed. We've never met. My name is Charles Widmore.
Charles Widmore from my research ground. It's very nice to meet you, sir. Please sit down. I'm a bit of a mess. I meant to thank you before I left Oxford.
You mean before you were dismissed?
I tested that on myself first.
It's all right, Daniel.
I would never hurt Teresa.
Please, it's all right. That's not why I'm here. I came to offer you a new opportunity.
No, I'm sorry. I can't. I don't think I can.
Did I say something to upset you?
It's this plane crash. I don't know why it's bothering me so much. It's so sad. They're dead.
Daniel, what have I told you? They're not dead. What have I told you? The plane was a fake. An elaborate, expensive fake.
How would you know that?
Because I put it there.
Whoa. Why would you tell me that?
Because come tomorrow you won't remember I did. Daniel, the real Oceanic Flight 815 crashed on an island, a special island, with unique scientific properties. I want to send you to the island. It will further your research, show you things you'd never dream of. More importantly, it will heal you, Daniel. Your mind. Your memory.
Heal me?
doing all this for?
Because you're a man of tremendous gifts, and it would be a shame to see them go to waste.
You sound like my mother.
That's because we're old friends.
Your mother is another. You met her, actually, when the island was skipping back in 1954. They were calling her Ellie.
You guys were in 1954? Like, Fonzie times?
You still haven't told us why you need to find her.
I just need to talk to her.
Thought you said we're supposed to lay low. Whatever happened, happened.
Just tell me where they are, and I'll
go
myself.
I'm not telling you anything. And you ain't going anywhere unless you want to share with us what the hell it is you're doing.
Sawyer, he said he can get us back to where we belong. Whether we go on the sub or we head back into the jungle, we don't belong here.
I belonged here just fine until you came back, Doc.
You know where the hostels are?
What?
You and Sawyer took Ben out to them. Can you get us back out there?
Whoa, hold on a second. Don't say a word, Kate.
She can say what she wants to say. Kate, you made me promise to never ask what happened to Aaron. Or why you came back here. But I know that reason isn't... It isn't here. It's not now.
Whatever her reason is, helping H.G. Wells here talk to his mommy ain't got nothing to do with it. Come with us, Freckles.
The code for the fence is 141717. You should take Daniel. It's over here for us, anyway. Okay. Let's go.
Great. Great, thank you. Okay, great, Miles. Can you drive us?
When you realize you've made a huge mistake,
we'll be back at the beach, right where we started. All right, the rest of us, pack anything. You can carry me back here in 20 minutes.
These people are not going to be happy to see us. Might be a good idea to bring some guns. You know, there's a gun safe in the motor pool, but it's locked.
Good thing I'm a janitor, then.
Hey, Dan.
I'll meet you at the motor pool. I need just a minute. Okay?
Have chocolate before dinner.
It's okay, sweetheart. I won't tell.
My name's Charlotte. What's yours?
I'm Daniel. I'm new here. Listen. Do you know Dr. Chang?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hopefully, really soon, Dr. Chang is going to ask a bunch of people to get on the submarine and leave the island. When he does, you and your mommy, you're going to have to leave. In case what I do doesn't work, you cannot be here. You have to leave. I tried to avoid telling you this. I didn't think I could change things. But maybe I can. How long will it take us to get up there?
It depends. We can take the road until we hit the pylons, but then once we're in their territory, we gotta go on foot.
Okay. Do you have something for a beginner?
Let's go.
That's ready to go.
What's going on here? Aren't you one of the physicists off the sub?
Yeah, that's right. We were just making sure that...
You're supposed to be out at the Swan site.
Right. There was an accident at the Orchid Station. Dr. Chang asked us to help,
hey, he's got a gun! I just left Dr. Chang. He's at home with his wife and baby. You're lying. Now drop the guns! And get down on the ground!
Hey, listen. You really do not understand what's happening here. You have no idea. We have no time. We have to leave, all right? So we're just gonna leave. Okay?
Nobody's... I think we should make it a good jeep.
All right, I'll cover you. Dan, you go too, all right? Go!
Hello, Daniel.
Mother. When did you get here?
Oh, I just arrived. I would have called you, but...
I would have forgotten.
I hear you have been offered a job.
How do you know that?
Well, it's my business to know. I came here, Daniel, to tell you that it is very important that you say yes to Mr. Widmore. That you accept this opportunity.
I can't. He needs someone who can do really, really complex space-time calibrations and calculate bearings, and I don't know how to do that anymore.
Daniel. This place he mentioned to you, this island, did he tell you that it could make you better? What if it's true? Why, then you could go on with your work. Just think of all you could accomplish.
You really want me to go? Will it make you proud of me?
Yes, Daniel, it will.
And I'll do it. Remember the code?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, I'm going to take a look at that. Yeah, good. It's just a graze.
This is going to sting.
Yeah. Ah. Yeah, you're going to be fine. I guess guess I'm lucky.
What's luck have to do with it? You said whatever happened, happened.
Gotta understand, Jack. This is our present. When we met, did I have a scar on my neck? No. Because I hadn't been shy yet. We can't be so naive as to think nothing can happen to us. Any one of us can die, Jack.
Okay. It's off.
Thanks. Which way?
Just a couple miles in. You think he knows what he's doing?
Sure hope so. There's no turning back now.
You called it the minute those yahoos got here. Should listen to you. You can say I told you so.
Maybe after we get to the beach.
Hey. You still got my back?
You still got mine?
That's not good, right?
Lord! Where have you been?
Whoa, whoa, take it easy, Stu. What the hell's going on?
Just got shot by a physicist. And the new recruits are helping him. We've been infiltrated.
That's ridiculous. Now just calm down for a minute. We can talk about this.
What was that?
Sound like from outside.
I said now!
Oh. Thank you.
You need a gun to go talk to your mother, Dan.
You don't know my mother, Jack.
You ready to tell me why she was wrong?
Why we don't belong here? In about 4 hours, the Dharma folks at the Swan Worksite, they're gonna drill into the ground and accidentally tap into a massive pocket of energy. The result of the release of this energy would be catastrophic. So, in order to contain it, they're going to have to cement the entire area in, like Chernobyl. And this containment, the place they built over it, I believe you called it the hatch. The Swan Hatch. Because of this one accident, these people are going to spend the next 20 years keeping that energy at bay by pressing a button. A button that your friend Desmond will one day fail to push. And that will cause your plane, Oceanic 815, to crash on this island. And because your plane crashed, a freighter will be sent to this island, a freighter I was on and Charlotte was on and so forth. This entire chain of events, it's going to start happening this afternoon. But we can change that. I've studied relativistic physics my entire life. One thing emerged over and over. Can't change the past. Can't do it. Whatever happened, happened, right? But then, I finally realized. I'd been spending so much time focused on the constants, I forgot about the variables. Do you know what the variables in these equations are, Jack?
No.
Us.
We're the variables. People. We think, we reason, we make choices, we have free will. We can change our destiny. I think I can negate that energy.
Under this wand.
I think I can destroy it. If I can, then that hatch will never be built, and your plane, the plane will land just like it's supposed to. In Los Angeles.
And just how exactly do you plan on destroying this energy?
I'm going to detonate a hydrogen bomb.
Daniel Faraday. Your son is Daniel Faraday.
Yes.
That's the man who sent Desmond to Los Angeles to find you.
That's right. I came, Penelope, to apologize. Your husband has become a casualty in a conflict that's bigger than him, that's bigger than any of us.
What do you mean? Is Des going to be okay?
I don't know. For the first time in a long time, I don't know what's going to happen next.
Miss Hume?
Yes.
Your husband's in the recovery room and he's asking for you.
The recovery room, is he?
He's doing fine. Come with me. This nurse will watch your son.
Is he all right?
Yes, Charles. He's fine.
Good.
Your daughter's in there. Why don't you go in and say hello?
Unfortunately, Eloise, my relationship with Penelope is one of the things I had to sacrifice.
Sacrifice? Don't you talk to me about sacrifice, Charles. I had to send my son back to the island, knowing full well that...
It's my son too, Eloise.
This is a mistake. Talking about erasing everything that's ever happened to us, Jack. It's insane.
We just appeared off a plane in midair and ended up in 1977. Getting kind of used to insane.
Back up.
Step away.
It's okay. Nobody move. I only want to speak to Eloise. Where is Eloise? Come on, where is she?
I'm sorry, but she's not here right now. Do we know each other?
doesn't matter. I need you to take me to Eloise.
I already told you she's not here. Let's just take it
easy. Where's the bomb, Richard? The hydrogen bomb that I told you people to bury. Where is it?
Listen to me. Lower your gun and we'll talk, okay? Nobody has to get hurt here. Just put the gun down.
I'm going to give you 3 seconds. One.
Don't do this.
Two.
Why did you do that?
He had a gun on you.
He wasn't going to shoot me, Eloise.
You knew. You always knew. You knew this was gonna happen. You sent me here anyway.
Who are you?
I'm your son.